I have a hawker.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air.
Uh-oh.
Jess knows all the words of this song. Don't you?
Yes.
Oh, turn it up. I gotta turn it up. If it's too loud, you're too old. Turn it up.
Is this Ramsey
funky,
Lewis?
Funky. Is it Ramsey Lewis? Sounds a little bit like Ramsey Lewis.
I'm gonna say it is. It's Ramsey Lewis.
You're not supposed to talk yet, Tim.
What's that?
Okay.
You have not been introduced yet.
Okay, why don't we start over?
Hi, I'm Chick McGee. Welcome to the Off the Air podcast.
Funky.
And thank you for downloading it. Wait a minute.
Groovy, groovy, jazz.
That's all I know.
You do.
She knows all.
Sounds like Young MC, I swear.
It does a little bit. Bust a Move, greatest.
Oh my gosh.
Bust a Move, my favorite song like this. Rap, I guess.
Busta Rhymes?
No, but Bust a Move by Young MC. Mm. You don't know that one?
No. Young MC, I think, was the first Young, and now there's like, I just looked at my phone the other day in my iTunes, and there's Young Jeezy, there's Young Money, there's Young. I had a lot of Youngs.
A lot of Youngs.
There's a lot of Lils too.
Lil Wayne. I have Lil Wayne. But there's
Wayne.
There's a lot of Young Jeezy, Young Money, Young the Giant. I think Young the Giant is kind of hipster.
When you hear this, you'll know what it is. This is Bust a Move by Young MC.
Bust it.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely my favorite rap song of all time.
Really?
Yep.
This is Young MC?
Mm-hmm. I think his name is Mark Carlson.
This here's a tale for all the fellas trying to do what those ladies tell us. Play shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party.
Yeah, see, you know who this is.
You know why? Because my mom was 18 when this song came out.
Is that right?
Wait a minute.
And you I don't know. No,
I don't think this works chronologically.
No, I don't. I don't know how old she was when this song came out, but my mom was very young, and so we liked the same pop music.
So they could share.
She was probably young 20s. I bet
she was definitely young 20s. Yeah. Fuck, she was young 20s forever.
When did she have you?
She was 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mother was 17 when she had me.
That's fine. I'm not here to judge.
Tim Kavanaugh is our guest this time on the
Off
the Air
podcast.
Hey,
hey,
Timmy.
Can we play anti-Tim Kavanaugh music for him, by the way?
Tim does
what
have
do you
a...
What listen to?
I like rap.
You do?
Tim.
Sure I do.
What's your favorite rapper?
Ludacris.
I agree.
I like Ludacris.
Everybody. Do you think it's spelled L-E-W?
What is that one Ludacris song I like?
No, that's a different.
There is a Ludacris song that's pretty good that I like.
My Chick Bad. My Chick Good. My Chick Good. My Chick Do Stuff That Your Chick Wish She Could. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, Kanye's my neighbor, practically, south side of Chicago. Common. Are you familiar with Common?
I love Common.
I love Common as an actor.
Attractive.
My wife has an autographed baseball.
From Common?
From Common.
Huh.
That's right, because he pitched the fourth game.
It's the weirdest thing.
That's odd. That's weird.
Common is like the modern day Allstate guy. Remember that? The Allstate guy is the guy from
Dennis
Major
Haysbert,
League.
Major,
yeah. Do you know how many bets I win?
Serrano.
Telling people that's Serrano, and they're like, no, it's not.
Dennis Haysbert is a guy.
Serrano.
He's the president from 24.
And I know there's
the
people
seasons
out there going, no, it's not.
Look it up. Because he worships voodoo for the Cleveland Indians and Major Leagues, and he has this little statue. It's called Jobu.
Doesn't he remind you of Common, though?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. And he's the famous, fuck you, Jobu. That's what Dennis Haysbert says. Serrano can't hit the curveball, so
I like that Jess gets hostile with listeners that aren't here that she's projecting. They're probably, look it up, asshole.
She's been through a lot.
I'm hostile.
You are hostile?
Are you hostile this week?
I've been hostile, yeah.
I don't think we've had hostile Jess on.
And now I'm hostile.
You should be in a better mood.
Are you eating
donuts right now?
No.
Okay.
She boozed for three days in a row or something like that?
Oh, geez.
She's drank found a way to booze. And
found a way to booze?
Yeah, well.
Found a way. Oh, well, yeah. No, I have low blood sugar, so I'm not really supposed to drink because my blood sugar will drop. But
that only makes it more
But
exciting.
Then I started drinking vodka. And then that
Oh, that's
fine.
That's fine. That's not even liquor.
It's a clear liquor, really.
Cold.
It's a clear liquor.
No, you get one of those flavors, it's fine.
If I drink beer, I get real sick. Some girl goes, well, I'm allergic to beer, so you're probably... And I was like, you're not fucking allergic to beer. You just can't hold your beer.
Hostile. Well, no, if gluten allergy people can't drink
beer.
Then she should have said gluten.
Is that celiac?
Is that what that is?
Not necessarily. It's...
It's not the same.
If only David Crowe were here, he could answer all these questions.
Oh, don't even fucking... Go ahead.
I bought a vodka, one of my favorite vodkas. It says on the label, gluten-free.
Because it's from corn, probably.
Yeah, or something like
that. Oh, it's a corn vodka, not a potato? Yeah.
I don't know.
Or potato.
Or potato.
Potatoes have gluten?
You know what you need to... If you've been drinking too much...
No, that's wheat.
It's wheat. And you start forgetting...
It's wheat, isn't it?
Forgetting things to do around the house. Did that ever happen to you, Jason? Go, oh, gosh.
I did a lot this past month.
I did, too.
I tore it up.
I put in another garden. I'm very
Well, which did you do? Booze or put in another garden?
I did both. Do you know how much fun it is?
Exactly. If you're boozing and you're going to forget to put in your furnace filter, what do you do?
I don't have to worry about forgetting because...
That's right, because Jess has the monthlyfilterclub.com. Right. That's right. Let me tell you, Tim, here's
what
it is.
Does somebody come to her house and change the
filter?
No, they just mail it to me and then I know I know to put it in.
Filter of the month.
It's so easy.
That's fantastic.
You go to Monthly Filter Club, you sign up, and your filters appear right there at your door.
You can do the same thing with books, I guess.
Book club?
Yeah.
Let's not muddy the water.
Okay.
Depending on your filter type, changing your filter on a monthly basis is the most important thing you can do to extend the life of your system and improve air quality. We love the people at Monthly Filter Club. They've been very nice to us.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
And please go to monthlyfilterclub.com and sign up, because not only will filters magically appear at your door, but if you go to monthlyfilterclub.com, there's a brand new... You know who their official spokesperson is?
I do.
Who?
Donnie Baker.
Donnie Baker. That's right.
There's Donnie Baker.
A video of Donnie Baker there at monthlyfilterclub.com.
Oh,
you can check out. And he's also autographed some filters.
Oh, that's tremendous. That's great.
And if you're one of the first 100 to sign up after the monthly filter, after you hear this episode, you get... an autographed air filter from Donnie
Baker.
That's
fantastic.
What do you do with that, though?
You don't actually put that one in your furnace, do you?
I think you probably keep that one.
I bet they... It's just the... Well, you keep it after...
It
you use it, old, and it then could, you keep it.
I think it might have been a used one.
Oh.
It's kind of like signing a condom, I think.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. I don't think.
Nobody keeps used condoms.
Okay.
Actually, I knew
about that. I don't think anybody keeps used filters either. Do they?
Be sure to check out monthlyfilterclub.com. With Donnie Baker, and sign up if you love the Off the Air podcast like we all do.
You kind of set it like, make sure you go to the computer with Donnie there.
Yeah. With Donnie right
with
there.
With Donnie, yeah.
It'll be like he's there when you see the video. One click, no trip with one pleated filter to your door. Just that simple, right when you need it. Visit monthlyfilterclub.com today. An idea whose time has come, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they should do next? They should make charcoal filters for your compost bin in your kitchen. No?
Oh, to keep those smelling better?
Mm-hmm.
Just put baking.
You still have that going
in
the kitchen?
I'm trying to help them make more money, Jason.
The compost?
I don't think the compost filter business is...
you have compost inside your house?
I have the food scrap barrel, and there's a charcoal filter on the lid so that until you dump it outside. But here's the thing. I just have a food scrap pile out behind the barn. I don't have a compost pile yet.
So the varmints...
They're big fans.
That thing under your shed.
I know.
Let me build you a compost bin.
Do you want to build me one?
I've built a couple of them in my day.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to buy one.
Is it chicken wire and one-bys, right?
No. It's much nicer.
I was going to buy one at Home Depot the other day.
An actual compost bin?
Yeah. 50 bucks, yeah.
Yeah, that seems okay.
Not bad.
How much
is it kind of like the barrel thing?
That's what I want. I want the barrel. I want to turn that. Yep. I want to turn it.
You got to turn it.
This one was
not
a barrel.
If you don't get
it. It had a lid to dump the stuff in the top, and then it had like a trap door to so it comes out the bottom.
If you don't get one that you can turn, you're going to have to get in there with a pitchfork and turn it yourself.
I have little baby tomatoes right now, you guys. Big deal. This is my first garden. So
they've actually come up already?
Little green, like the little one. No, not from seed.
Oh, no?
No, I got these at the farmer's market.
Oh, okay. So you bought them. When they're little.
They were little. Yeah,
okay.
They were little.
So why are you so excited? Like something happened.
Are they
getting bigger?
Now there's fruit on the vine.
Oh, little baby tomato fruit.
Yes.
I thought you were talking plant, didn't
you?
No,
not plant. Sorry,
no, I knew
not
what you
fruit.
Meant.
No,
yeah,
you didn't.
I did.
You always side.
I still... Hi, Tim. Welcome to the podcast.
It's fucking great to be here.
Atta boy.
Is everybody happy now?
Yes.
Tim and I.
Jess is actually very happy now.
I am excited. I didn't think you cussed.
We drove across some state. I forget which one it was.
It was
Illinois.
Oregon?
Kansas.
Was it Kansas?
No, it was
Iowa.
We went from South Dakota to
Nebraska. Nebraska. Fuck me.
Yeah,
hey, we went from
Sioux Falls. He mentioned how bad on this
Grand
podcast,
Island.
How bad your driving is.
He
said preoccupied.
Hang on.
I'm preoccupied.
That's true. You're a horrible driver.
I am.
he admits it.
I admit it.
Yeah.
When I have someone in the car with me, I start talking, and the next thing you know, I mean, I'm making U-turns.
In another lane. We hit a curb, a parking stop, concrete barricade,
yeah.
Ran over that.
Nice.
I don't want to have that rental car next.
Yeah. No. My wife doesn't let me drive when we're together anymore.
She says,
I don't know how you do this without me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'm by myself. I'm a better driver.
I agree. I get nervous when people that I don't know have to ride with me. Like, I feel like they're going to be judging me.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know why?
Because I didn't think Chick was that way, but.
No, he. Yeah.
It's hard to not
now. Good
be
luck
affected
ride.
When someone's.
But it's also nerve-wracking when you ride with someone for the first time. I remember
on the road
when I would have to carpool with people, and there are very specific comedians that I would not get in the car with.
Yeah. And it's horrible when you're going to a venue in a city you don't know, and you don't know where the venue is, and you're the one driving, and it's just assumed that you know how to get to the venue.
Right.
I would get nervous when I would drive.
Yeah.
Mm.
It wasn't fun.
See,
yeah.
I like driving.
I would
driving.
Always go to the venue before I'd have to pick everybody
Check it out.
And take you guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm protecting everybody. I feel everybody's in their best chance for surviving is if I'm driving.
Well, no, we're fine if we go somewhere and I'm driving because
I'm asleep.
I put the key in the ignition and she's out.
Like a baby.
And then she wakes up, oh, we're here already? Oh, that was the most relaxing drive.
And you can stay awake?
As far as she knows.
Yeah, yeah, okay. No, there's times
oh, yeah.
that we've hit the rumble strips and I'm like, what?
Yeah, probably because he's doing it.
Anyway, we were driving and Tim and I listened to episode 39.
Yes, we did.
One of my favorites.
Which one's 39?
Mark Maron.
Just the three of us. And then
Future Podcast.
Future Podcast.
Oh.
And then we listened to the Mark Maron episode.
Yeah. There you go.
And Tim was very complimentary.
Yeah, I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I said, could I be on your podcast sometime?
And
he said, no.
He said, if we survive this drive,
you can be on the podcast.
Please. Will you drive better if I say yes, you can be on the podcast?
And there was a point.
No, I'm not necessarily going to drive any better.
We went to a rest area, and Tim had been to the rest area the day before.
Yeah.
Right? And he knew
everybody.
All about the rest area, knew everyone in the
Yeah.
It was a gas station, convenience store.
Yeah, it was
store.
A gas station. Yeah.
He went in and said, I'm going to get some bananas. You like bananas? He's talking to me like he's, you know.
Oh, is this the Cheerio?
The big shot. And
Cheerios. I do Cheerios and bananas.
But you only eat them out of your
minute.
Crotch,
How do you
right?
How about the Cheerios?
Chick told us the whole story.
It's quite a production.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know.
No, so he had to go back
it's
and
it's
ask.
It's a balanced diet.
He goes,
well, I think it's a very, it sounds like an amazing snack.
He looks at the kid and goes, hey, there aren't any fresh bananas. Am I making this
no,
up?
No, you're not making it up.
And the kid goes, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Kavanaugh. I'm going to go back and get more. So he got a big bunch of bananas and brought them out. And
picked them off the tree.
Everybody's applauding Tim for getting the bananas.
Took him a
bananas.
Long time to get
he
them.
Did, mm-hmm. It did take a long
time. Fortunately, you were trying to pick out a snack.
If you lived in my neighborhood, you'd get fresh bananas. They're not fresh. There's an old guy that lives down the street from me, and he goes and collects bananas from the grocery stores and the gas stations once they're too old to sell.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then he
God.
Brings them to all the neighbors. They're really good for banana bread, though. It's perfect.
I know. That's what my wife does with the bananas that I don't eat.
I don't.
Banana bread.
I like banana bread.
Oh.
How much banana bread do people eat?
That's
please.
What. I, that's my point.
It's such a treat when you get it, though.
If I don't get banana bread for the rest of my life, I think it'd be okay.
But I mash bananas in my oatmeal, and that's good. And when they're that ripe, it's good to mash in your oatmeal.
And the oatmeal makes you move, too, right?
So we're all so good with the banana part of the drive.
No, no. What I wasn't good with.
Is it the Cheerios part?
It's the napkin part on your lap. You want to go over that?
No, I don't.
He puts napkins on both his legs.
Would it almost work if he had, like, the ladies' seat?
Huh?
You know, the little, the paper doily for a lady's
bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
For the toilet seat?
Like, set that on his crotch and then put everything in it.
That's not just for ladies, you know.
True.
That's true.
Jason doesn't do major transactions out in public, so he wouldn't know that they have
Well, I does anyone have, do them out in public?
I mean, I don't have to.
In the yard? Off. On the side of the road.
Oh, from Saving Silverman? The coach does it in the yard. No.
So what kind of Cheerios?
Just regular Cheerios.
Have you tried Honey Nut with the bananas?
Oh, I have tried Honey Nut, but my doctor says I'm not supposed to do too much sugar. So,
Tim when has I cheat, all these unbelievable
maladies. It's stupid.
You know, you think that
I love my doctor and I hate my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm addicted to liquid? You think I'm addicted to
liquid?
Oh
my God.
He has this about his urine output.
Okay, all right. This is exactly what I was hoping we'd go with.
is urine
with this podcast. Absolutely. I said, you know, I listened to the Marc Maron thing, very, very insightful, a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to talk about my drinking problem.
I had no idea, because I almost set a record when I was in the hospital. I know because the nurses would come around and they would go, my God, I had a catheter. And go, my God, you're putting out a lot of urine.
Yeah.
And I go, am I?
Chick always does, though.
And am I near the record? And she goes, no, not quite. But and I couldn't believe this, though.
Well, this is embarrassing. So I go to a doctor. And he's concerned about my bone loss, okay? I've got, like, the bone loss of a postmenopausal woman. And it's like, I don't know why you're losing
don't chuckle.
All that calcium. So I want you to do a 24-hour urine test.
And I've never heard of a 24-hour urine test.
You collect your urine for 24 hours, and then they analyze it, and they see what's in it, and it's too much calcium, well, then you're pissing too much calcium.
And so did they give you a container?
So they gave me a container. I went to the hospital, and they gave me a container, and
what
I went home.
What kind of a container?
It was, I believe it was a 1 liter.
2 liter.
2 liter? Is it 2 liter?
They just peeled the Pepsi label off of it and gave it to them.
Okay, that's probably right.
That's
it's about that size. It's about that size.
Let's back up. Is this a collective for the whole day, or each individual transaction?
Everything goes into one.
Okay. Everything goes into one. Okay. Everything, in theory, goes into
one.
For 24 hours.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking at this like, okay, this is stupid. This is crazy.
Why?
But okay, I'll play along. All right. I'll take the one jug
home.
What's
silly about it?
Well, five hours later,
it's full.
I'm panicking because it's full. And I call the hospital and I say, okay, I filled it up. Does that mean I'm done?
What now?
They said, no, you have to come in and get more jugs. So, 3 jugs total.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty much full.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is twice as much as
the normal.
I mean, a little over twice as much as normal.
Doesn't sound right.
I consume a lot of beverages, and then they go out. And my doctor says, well, you must go to the bathroom all the time. It's like, and my wife was there, like, no, he doesn't. He doesn't seem abnormal that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just seem like I need a lot of fluids. Look at this. Do you see this?
Yeah, you've got 2 bottled waters and a Diet Pepsi.
Yes, I do.
Do you drink a lot of water?
And I'm thirsty, and I drink...
mostly water?
No. I drink mostly... Well, in my heyday, it was Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
Before this damn doctor.
That's the way he rolled.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I was kind of known in the family. In my family, my nieces and nephews kind of looked up to me as, this guy's really dedicated to Diet Dr. Pepper. And a lot of them have gotten into it because of me.
Are you the one that turned Tommy John again onto Diet Dr. Pepper?
No, I have nothing to do with Tommy John.
Tommy John again taught me a lesson. When you're somewhere that has regular Dr. Pepper and you need a Diet Dr. Pepper, you fill it up about 3/4 of the way with Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, and then you put the rest Dr. Pepper, and it tastes just like Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
That's a great trick.
Isn't it?
Huh. I'll tell you this. Diet Coke, Fountain Diet Coke, is the best soft drink, in my opinion, the best tasting soft drink in the world.
I don't know.
But regular Diet Pepsi... Diet Pepsi is my choice.
Diet Pepsi is my
choice. Out of a can or a bottle. But if you're going fountain, Diet Coke is incredible.
Everything's better in a fountain, I think.
Yeah, I think
so. I like a full-strength pop if I'm going for a pop.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I led Tim astray on this road trip.
What'd you do?
Turns out you had a Diet Dr. Pepper, as I recall.
I did. I had a Diet Dr. Pepper.
And
I'm drinking a Diet Pepsi right now. I shouldn't be, but...
There's a picture on my Instagram of somewhere in Iowa, Ottawa, Iowa, standing next to a bear that Tim took.
Yes!
And right across the street from that bear is a Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we stopped at the Dairy Queen. I got a vanilla ice cream cone, and someone who shouldn't have sugar got a large jar of chocolate. <It's so shit. laughs> Is this exciting or
this
what?
This is. Well, this you is, guys are crazy.
You know what? I'm telling you. Chick is so much more fun to drive with than Bob Zaney.
Hands down.
You know, Bob Zaney, I mean, Bob, I love Bob.
Love Bob Zaney to death.
Very, very thrifty, very money conscious. And so he's not going to look at Dairy Queen the same way you and I look at Dairy Queen.
We started laughing about it because this chocolate shake was like $6 or something.
Well, it took him an hour to get it.
Yeah, it was. It really slowed us down.
Apparently the chocolate cows were not in season or whatever. Anyway.
So do you stop more than he does to urinate?
Chick stops a lot.
I don't stop as much as I used to since I lost a couple pounds.
I don't think we made a special stop for me, did we? I don't think so. I think we both took care of our business.
Chick's infamous for being 30 minutes on the road and going, I got to pee. Why didn't you go before? Well, I didn't have to go then.
Yeah, when we went to Florida.
Exactly.
She almost killed me about 5 times.
We weren't even out of the county and he had to stop.
I don't want to say that Chick suffers from the same sort of thing that I suffer from.
You think I'm losing bones?
No.
Not the important one.
How about?
Hello.
Sorry.
Thank you. Wow. We didn't explore that. We did not go down that way.
What's the dirtiest joke? Let me say something. We know how many? 50 comedians?
Yeah.
Hands down.
Using that term loosely.
Yeah, no. Tolerate. Whatever word you want to use.
Right.
We know a lot of comedians.
Yeah, 50's kind of low.
Who's the nicest guy who's a comedian that you know?
I'm going to have to go.
The sweetest guy.
I'm going to have to think about that
Tommy
for a second.
Jonigan.
Tommy's nice. Greg Warren.
Greg Warren, very nice man.
Other than that.
Don't try to put me in this category.
You're it, Tim.
You are. You're nice.
All right. You
like genuine. Like not just nice.
You
like,
seem like the
if
most.
You bastards don't stop talking to me like this. I'm not a child. I just want people to treat me like I'm one of the big comedians.
I'm really trying to consider one of the nicest comedians on the road. I always like Frank Kelly and know he's very nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. Frank's a nice guy.
Unless he's tired.
Unless he's sleepy. Unless you get sleepy, Frank, which is one of my favorite podcasts, by
Krabby
the way.
Baby. Krabby Baby Frank.
I love that one with Frank. I didn't get to work with Tim very much, so I was kind of bummed out.
This is probably the most we've ever talked.
Probably. Yeah.
And it's so comfortable with the headsets and talking into the microphone that this is the way we should always talk.
I think so.
Because I'm feeling good about this so
good,
far.
Good. Me too.
Yeah.
We should take our friendship to the next level.
You're in a much better mood than you were before. I think it's because I said fuck.
Yeah.
You turned around now? You're okay?
I was a little hostile, a little cranky.
At first?
Yeah.
You're like that a lot when you're the first time you come into a situation.
You should go driving with me.
Let's do it.
Oh, God. You would last about 25 minutes.
I'm not a good in passenger at all.
Yeah, you're a bad passenger.
I get sick. I get really car sick.
See, the bigger the celebrity, the more nervous I get when I'm chauffeuring people around.
Well, not who, that who I wouldn't you chauffeured around?
Do you chauffeur celebrity?
Jay Leno.
Did you really?
Yeah, I used to work with Jay a lot in the clubs. He wasn't as famous as he is now, but he was pretty famous. And, you know, it's just like, I'm just trying to interest Jay Leno talking about anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, you know, this is one way, the other way.
Oh, so you've had this driving problem for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. No, this is me. It's
what he does.
I am a nervous person.
Are you nervous?
Are you really?
Yeah, look at me. Jason.
You don't seem nervous.
Oh,
are you
God.
Nervous
not
right now?
Or
just your pale complexion makes you seem nervous. But
see, when I get nervous, you can. I mean, I can't hide and be cool and not.
Oh God!
If I'm nervous, you know it.
You know it.
Okay. I'm like a pool of sweat.
The people in the next state know it.
Well, good. I'm glad that I'm playing it off. Okay.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Bring it.
Today's the day.
I'm still concerned about Tim's medical issues.
Yes. Yeah, so oh, what, so, did you so lose anyway, calcium?
You're losing calcium.
So my doctor says, okay, the first time I did this, I brought in, we got the results. They sent my urine to Mayo Clinic.
Holy shit.
I know. It's exactly right. And it cost them a lot extra because of the shipping. Because it's like, that's 3 times as much as you're supposed to have. So,
three times the weight.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Because those are heavy jugs. You know, I don't know.
Pints a pound the world around.
With all the calcium that I'm peeing, apparently.
It's going to be really heavy.
It's got to be really heavy. So the first time, my doctor just looked at the results and concentrated on the fact that, yeah, there's some calcium. There's too much calcium here. Da, 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 da. And they said, well, I want you to do it again. And the second time, it was like, I think he thought is probably an aberration. Mm-hmm. The fact that I had drunk so much.
Because
they highlighted it at Mayo Clinic. It's like circle volume way too high.
And my doctor
did not bring that up because I was trying to argue with him. Well, because I put out so much, maybe that's that I excrete more calcium because I just drink so much.
Yeah.
He said, no, it's gonna be the same. Well, I think I was correct. And the next time he sees the same kind of results where it's like, okay, you pissed 6 liters again, which is more than you're supposed to have.
But you're drinking more than most people do, right?
I drink more. Yeah. No, there's a reason for it.
Sure.
And again, because I'm kind of nervous and compulsive. He said, well, maybe you're a compulsive drinker. I said, that could very well be.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, do you feel thirsty all the time? I said, yes. He said, well, one of the medications you're on, that's a whole other thing, Jason, that I don't think we're going to go into today.
Is your medication?
Is my medications. I have one that dries me out. So it's like my mouth
skin?
Is always like, I always want to be drinking.
You're always got cotton mouth,
drinking.
Right?
Yeah.
Spit a quilt.
Yeah.
Is that pill necessary to live?
Yes.
He's taking a drink.
I'm just
right
saying,
now.
You know, let's eliminate the pill.
For me.
Is it Viagra?
No, it is not. Let's open this up to the phones.
Looks like
let's
it's Viagra to me.
Guess what it is that I'm on.
Do you have an erection right now?
It's high cholesterol. Okay.
I do not. I am taking a statin drug.
You are.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But that is not it.
Usually allergy drugs will dry you out.
Allergy drugs, yeah. Yeah. Let's just say I have an allergy.
You know what? And the sleepy time pain medication dries you out.
Here's the deal. Okay, now this is
nobody's listening. So
no one's
we're
listening.
Off the
that's
air.
What counts,
we're off
that's
the
what
air.
I'm counting on.
You don't
on.
Have to
air.
Tell us anything you don't want to.
You're right about that.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure you know.
I've set this up that
Jason bullies you into telling us.
I'm a nervous person. So
that.
What does a nervous person take?
Some
sort of
anti-anxiety
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I'm on
Paxil.
An anti-anxiety okay. thing that is...
That dries you out?
That dries me
does,
out.
It does, yeah, some of them do.
Takes out the nervous and that...
Mm-hmm.
Is the nervousness a little wet?
It doesn't even take wet. Out... It doesn't take out the nervous for me.
It doesn't? That's why you keep taking it.
They're telling
because
you
when
because
I don't,
he's nervous not to.
Because when I don't, I'm crazy. When I don't, it's like,
really?
Oh my God. It's,
can
it's
we do
like
a podcast with you without the pill?
Unmedicated.
Unmedicated.
You wouldn't be happy with it. It would not be the same happy-go-lucky.
Kavanaugh, unmedicated and unplugged.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And don't awesome. Drive with me when I'm not on my
So what's
my
the med- what's the dirtiest, in your opinion, what's the dirtiest joke you've ever told on stage?
Okay, here's a joke that I... This is not the dirtiest joke I've ever
like
told
mud.
On stage. Pardon?
A boy fell in a mud puddle.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I did a joke for a while about Chaz Bono.
Mm-hmm.
And
before or after?
During.
During.
During. And when he came out and made the announcement, she mm-hmm. came out and made the announcement,
mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, I'm going to change my gender, and I'm going to go by Chaz.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, right there, I knew it was serious. Hmm. Because I'll keep the Chaz part. I'm going to get rid of the titty part. Chaz titty. I told that 5 or 6 times on stage to much laughter.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I don't feel right saying that.
Really?
I feel like I am insulting. No, I don't.
Well, plus,
I don't.
This person is having a procedure. And it's,
And
who are you?
Getting her
over-urinating, dry mouth, putting her titties in a ringer.
Exactly right. It's like, why? You know, this is not the way my mother raised me to talk about titties. I almost never use the word
titty. No, never.
Titty, never. Never. Only for that joke. And it was like, and even my wife said, well, that is a funny joke.
It's very funny.
But
it is
it's like,
very funny. You just can't do it.
I feel like I've cheapened myself somehow.
Oh.
So when you were younger, what term would you have used?
Instead of titty.
Breasts.
Breasts?
You would have said breasts.
Yes.
Not boobies.
You would have said,
I don't say boobs.
You would say Marla or Sharon or Julie, partly, let me see your breasts.
Okay. All right.
Titties is a great word.
Can I see your titties?
No, not like that.
Oh, okay.
Can we get Dr. Will on the show for a minute?
Sure.
With us
can we call him in?
A consult?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's one of my situations.
I'll play Dr. Will.
My father died when I was 13. Okay, I'm not using that as an excuse for everything.
Right.
But just some things.
I didn't know that.
I was raised by my mother and sisters.
How many sisters?
It was like three sisters. I had two brothers, but they were out of the house at this point.
Oh, okay.
So it was a very, very female-dominated thing. And these are all intelligent, educated women.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say boob. We don't say titty. We don't say those
what
things.
What is so funny about Tim Kavanaugh saying titty? It's hilarious.
Let me just tell you, I make myself laugh whenever I think of the old joke, I'm on the itty-bitty titty committee. It's like, that is such a great joke.
IBTC club, yeah.
But I laugh when I think about myself saying that.
Okay.
But it's like, I can't say that out loud. And I'm saying it on off the air.
We're off the air.
On the promise that no one's going to hear this.
That's fine.
Okay,
you're totally fine.
So anyway, I married a woman who was my high school sweetheart, who went to Catholic girls' schools.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Catholic boys' schools. This is what I grew up with. This is what I know. And it's like, you don't disrespect a woman like that. I don't say bitch. I don't call people a bitch.
That's good.
I mean, I in the last maybe 3 years, I've gotten to the point where I can call somebody a bitch, but I really do feel bad about it.
Now, you were a Catholic school teacher, though, right?
Yes.
So when did you...
Even though I'm not really what I would consider at this point religious.
Not, so you don't attend church or you
no,
don't?
No.
And you haven't for a while?
No.
When and why did that stop? If you don't want to talk about it, you don't want to. Is it the comedian thing?
I was born and raised Catholic.
Right.
Like all of us who were indoctrinated, if I can say that,
mm-hmm.
We learned to think certain things. And some of those things, as it turns out in the real world, are not helpful.
Or practical.
For example, going back to the women thing.
Okay.
Okay, women cannot be priests.
No.
Women for many, many years, for most years, for 2,000 years, were not allowed on the altar at church because they menstruate. Now, this is goofy.
This is archaic. This is stupid.
This is all sexist nonsense.
Well,
Jesus did not talk about any of this stuff. So it was just like, okay, what I believe would so make the Pope angry that he would say, no, you're not a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't need him to kick me out. I'm just going to leave.
And that's what you did.
So that's what I did.
So you wouldn't even call yourself a Catholic right now?
No.
What?
Cultural Catholic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God, am I ruining my career?
No.
How about the whole purgatory thing?
Yeah, good question. I was a religion teacher, and I taught the Catholic religion.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you do that?
For 3 years.
Okay.
To basically high school freshmen and sophomore girls.
Okay. Did you teach at a school or did you teach like Sundays?
I taught at a school.
Oh, okay.
I taught at a school at Maria High School on the southwest side of Chicago.
Okay.
Great school, great people, nice kids.
Is that named after Maria Shriver?
No, it was.
Should I shut up?
You know what? I don't know. You might be right.
You might be right. I will name a school after you.
Because there's a statue of a very bony woman.
Bony.
Someone who has not eaten in a long time and has that kind of high, kind of deep cheekbone.
Right. Tim, you better take a drink. You seem to be getting a little
poked. Well, no. But now you got me talking about... See, you guys have tricked me.
We have not. We're just talking.
That's what we do. We're open. Like, we're honest.
What are we going to talk to these guys about?
We do have a streak of 50 podcasts that somebody cries. So,
just we're not crying. Nobody cried last time. No. I almost cried last time.
So anyway, my whole upbringing, what I've been about, has been very respectful of women and men. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's why you say I'm a nice guy. Mm-hmm. It's like I really do like everybody, and I really do respect everybody, and I don't think I'm any better than anybody else.
One of my nicest memories as an adult, and this is going to sound weird, but keep up. Tim told me something in confidence about another person that was something that one of us would say any day, like Bill Jones. And Tim goes, "Oh, I just really don't like that guy." And for him to think of me in that way and to confide in me, like I was very flattered. But that's about
who was it?
It's Bill Jones. You ever fucking seen him?
He's awful. Bill Jones. Ridiculous.
No, but I call
him William now because I just don't even like to think about him.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, by the end of our car ride, a chick pretty much figured me out. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know exactly what the term was, but you are the nicest smartass.
Oh yeah, that's true. He is.
It's just like I get away with a lot because.
And you told me an example. About like you. Oh really? That's a really good decision you've made or something to somebody else.
Yeah.
And they don't even know that you're going. What a dumbass.
We had this conversation with someone else because Henry Phillips. He's so laid back and his voice is so soothing and just nice.
Yeah.
That when he is angry, people are like.
They never take
him seriously. They don't take him seriously ever. No.
You're in the same boat.
Yeah. Well, when I get mad.
I've never seen you actually.
I'm like Ricky Ricardo.
Honestly mad.
Yes, I speak with a Cuban accent and I smoke cigars. So, I don't get mad a lot. I mean, when I do get mad, it's more of a quiet, pouty mad.
Can you recall, like, say, a stern conversation you had with, say, a club owner or something you might have had a little issue with?
You
seem like a pointer.
You know, it's like, well.
Thank you, Jason. You do seem like somebody who would point at something.
When
you
mean business, I try to use reason. Not always the best thing to do.
Especially
when. It's like, okay, so what you're saying here is that, okay, so I worked for a piece of the door the whole week, and I told you to limit the number of people who you let in for free. And then I find out that you let in 300 people for free, which means who's going to pay to see me if you can get in for free?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that kind of diminishes the door part of the deal, and that doesn't seem fair to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this.
That's where you point.
I think you should pay me more money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how does this
how does it end?
Work for you? How does it end?
It ends up that I never work there again by my choice.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, I've been screwed over because sometimes you get screwed over. And most situations, like, it's not enough money to sue them.
Right.
And I got to prove damages or whatever. So it's like, okay, I won't work for you anymore.
Right.
That's all.
But then you spread the word.
I'm going to charge you this amount of money to work at your club, and you're going to pay me, and screw the door deal. Yeah. Right. You're going to have to pay me this amount of money. So sometimes it comes out that way.
But when you try to reason, when you realize that you're reasoning with someone who has no reason, you know what I mean? There's people in my family that way. When you said that made me think that it's like, you know what? All I'm going to do is I'm going to speak in truths.
Right.
And this is how we're going to talk. And you realize this person is not hearing anything you're saying.
Right.
All they're going to do is defend their behavior and tell you how you're wrong.
Right.
No matter if it's truth or not.
Right.
It just makes me crazy.
Right. And they seldom admit that they're a crook. I guess
crook is the word, though.
Someone say, you know what? Yeah, that was unfair. That wasn't the deal. And here's an extra.
God, you know how much further it would go if someone said, I'm wrong. You know what? Just say it. If when you're wrong, just say you're wrong.
I made a mistake.
And
I'm
you
sorry.
Will and you will feel better. Mm-hmm. Don't just do it for somebody else. Do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah.
Wow. See, this is exactly what I was hoping to come out of this.
This and the urine thing,
this
right?
This is the most positive.
Ooh, a positive podcast.
The positive podcast.
That's exciting.
Other than the fact you've abandoned your religion.
I have abandoned my religion.
For his own good. That's positive. If it makes him feel good.
It is for my own good because with...
Did that come with age where you started to realize, boy, this really... There's a lot of stuff going on here that makes me uncomfortable and sad.
Yes.
And why is there a religion that makes me feel this way?
Although it really happened when I was teaching religion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I lost my religion sometime during
that.
It was because I started reading books mm-hmm. about stuff, about Jesus and the church and mm-hmm. all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so all these things that they told me to convince me that this is the Son of God, mm-hmm. a lot of this is based on certain, you know, things that may not be all that true.
Right.
So it's one of those situations where it's like, okay, I used reason and lost my faith. So, and I wish that I could have faith again.
Yeah. Well, maybe you do have faith, but not.
I understand what you mean because there's times where I pray for faith. Yeah. So that's faith in itself.
And
if you're hoping for more faith, then. Yeah.
And I will still pray, mm-hmm. even though I have very little question in my mind that it's, you know, doing any good. But it's like, I don't know. So I'm agnostic. That's what we call
sure,
ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, could be, maybe not. I don't know. All I know is from what I can see, it's just better for all of us to be good, to treat each other the way we want to be treated.
It'd be nice.
Just, you know, the golden rule. And if there's a God that condemns me because I didn't
worship,
toe the line on his religion and rejects me because I was just a good guy. Well, I don't like that God.
Anyway.
And I don't, so what? So
yeah.
I don't want to be around him.
Mm. I like
there.
It.
Tim just hit the counter.
I'm getting really mad.
Like
and
a little
I'm pointing.
There's a doing.
He's pointing and there's a doing for some reason.
So this is all going back to the fact that I can't tell dirty jokes.
You don't
that
say
I just
kidding.
Feel wrong. It's bad.
Have you
as an altar boy, I was not attractive to other men, fortunately. So that was I came out of that experience unscathed.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Although it was traumatic
for you,
because the year that I became an altar boy.
Sorry, I feel like I have to cover my ass. It's good for your wife. There. That's probably what I meant.
It is good for my wife.
There.
It is good for my wife. Yes, it is. Because otherwise I'd be really screwed up.
Yeah.
So the year that I became an altar boy was the year that they changed the Mass from Latin to English. So I had learned all the Latin stuff.
Wow.
All of the Latin responses, everything that the altar boy is supposed to know.
You know, they changed everything again.
I know they changed it again.
Yeah.
Spanish?
I was at a wedding a couple of days ago, or a couple of weeks back. And
they
like,
changed all the responses.
I'm saying the wrong things now.
Yeah. I still say
so
the wrong
So I can't
things.
Even pretend I'm Catholic anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have to have the little cheat sheet, that Mass, because I don't.
Hmm. Yeah.
So you're Catholic?
I'm Catholic. I'm not a cradle Catholic. I went through RCIA.
Okay.
Yeah. I was actually raised.
That's the recording International Artist and
CIA Record Industry Association of
the Grammys, right? The same people as the Grammys.
Jess is on the board that awards the Grammys.
That's okay.
RCIA, Right to Catholic Adult something in there. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Instruction,
yeah.
Catholic Instruction for Adults.
Yeah, I did that. I was raised Pilgrim Holiness, and it was very cult-like.
Okay.
A lot of...
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's like early Wesleyan. It's a more strict Wesleyan. I mean, like down on your knees praying for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And it was just mostly church was if you sin, you're going to hell. That's all. So I felt like Catholic was like, oh, they forgive you. So that seems like a good idea.
That's we've got that loophole.
Right.
That you can go to confession. So. And then it's like,
no, do I believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches? Absolutely not. No.
So it's in my opinion, it's hard for someone who is a thinking person to buy all of it.
And oh yeah, you can't. You're not going to agree with any religion completely.
And Jesus as portrayed, he's a good guy. You know, should I live my life like Jesus? Well, I tried that.
As Bob Schneider says, Jesus, a good guy, told good stories, kept the party moving, giving good advice. That's right.
And if you needed snacks.
He was there.
Snacks and refreshments.
More wine? Mm-hmm. Jesus was the guy.
Zingo.
So I was raised believing that, in the Catholic Church, believing that, okay, Jesus was the perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all supposed to live like Jesus. Which meant any time I did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It really weighed heavy on you.
It really weighed heavy on me. Really did. And that made me even more nervous than I am now. Because it's like, okay, and it gets to the point where it gets a little obsessive and a little crazy.
Well, I don't want to, I'll ask you this question right to your face because I know this exists and I don't know if you're...
Sure, go ahead.
No, you're very much still wrestling with...
God is a punishing God. And in the religion I was brought up in, God is a punishing God. He is not a loving God. No. He is a punishing God. But my experience with the Catholic Church is the exact opposite.
Good.
I'm divorced. They're all still very nice, you know? I've had a really good experience.
Good.
My friends who've grown up and went to Catholic high school and did all that, none of them are practicing Catholics anymore.
Right.
And I'm sure they have their reason. They have a whole different perception of it.
Came to it as an adult person,
mm-hmm.
And it fit needs that you... spiritual needs that you had.
Uh-huh.
And because I was raised with kind of a mix of what kind of God we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm much older than you guys. And so there was a lot of hellfire and damnation growing up. I mean, it was a confusing view of God.
Mm-hmm.
He really loves you, but don't turn on him.
He pointed.
He pointed again. When he gets upset.
Then you go to hell. It's weird, but that's good. I'm glad that the Catholic Church is answering some of your needs. And to me,
I don't know if it always will.
And to me, it makes me angry about things.
You know what?
You know, it's like their view on homosexuality
is
so backward,
antiquated,
and
there are groups that are Catholic that break off. There are Catholic groups that are pro-choice. There are Catholics that are accepting of homosexuality. There are all those. I am in that group of Catholics.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. And what I'm concerned with, when I thought of those things, it's like, okay, I don't believe this part of what the Catholic Church is teaching.
Sure.
And I thought, okay, if I had to sit down with the Pope right now,
oh boy,
and said, you know what, I'm pro-choice, and I believe that homosexuality is something that you're born with, and it's not a sin.
Uh-huh.
The last couple popes we have.
Hit the bricks.
When I was in high school and I learned a lot of stuff, and I was taught by Jesuits who are, in my opinion, pretty smart people for the most part, and they're good teachers. And I learned a very nice version of Catholicism that was very open and involving everybody and ecumenical, and it was just like, oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
We changed popes, and now the pope, the last couple of popes, last few popes, have been very rigid. You know what?
Do you think the one we have now is?
No, he seems like he's better.
I think so too.
He seems. More
I didn't
realistic.
Like our last pope.
I didn't care for him myself.
Mm-mm.
John Paul II is a guy that I admire in a lot of ways.
Sure.
He's a very strong man. But in terms of moving the Catholic Church forward, I don't think he did that. I think he took a step backwards.
I think that our new Pope is progressive, and I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. I hope it is.
I hope it is.
I have nothing. You know, all my family are Catholics. My friends are, you know, it's like I would love to be able to embrace the Catholic Church. I've got enough hang-ups of my own that it's just like this isn't healthy for me.
I agree. I feel that way about the Pilgrim Holiness Church. Yeah.
So.
I was a Methodist, and I'm not really anything actively now, but
right.
I try to do the right thing a lot of the time.
Yeah. Well, that's
and when you were talking about the Jesus is a good guy, having two small children and trying to for them to not have that Catholic guilt is really important to me, to not have any guilt. So I try to explain to them, you know, Buddha was just as good a guy as Jesus was, you know, all of that. So we have a picture of Buddha and Jesus in our living room, and I'm like, these are just two good guys. Yeah. That's all. We can put a picture of Bill Murray up there. We can put a picture of, you know, anybody else we want to up there. These are just good guys.
Are they high-fiving? Yeah.
That would be very cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
No, they're two portrait pictures.
Do any of them have a hockey stick in their hand by chance? Because you can get those, too. Not Buddha.
Jesus with a hockey stick?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a picture of the picture. The picture I have in my living room of Jesus looks like his senior picture. He's like this.
Does he have a leather jacket on?
No. No. Okay. Yeah, it says class of... Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Tim, would you like to help us with our emails?
I surely would.
Thank you, Tim.
If I can be of any help.
All right. Dear Chick, I love your podcast. I've always been a fan. Love listening to you, Jess and Jason, every week. Also, thanks for the recommendation of Jonathan Tropper's This Is Where I Leave You book.
Ooh. Do you read, Tim? Do you have time to read on the road?
I don't read a lot.
Yeah.
One of my
maybe you should listen to books.
I do listen to books.
You listen
on
to
tape.
Books? Yeah,
I do.
Good.
I do listen to a lot of books on tape.
Let's see. Tracy's about a third of the way through the book. She loves it. I would cast Paul Rudd as Judd.
See?
I think we said I think you said that.
I think maybe
and
we did.
Jason Sudeikis as Wade.
No.
I don't think about that. No.
There's a guy that works here that should be Wade.
No.
Well, those people out there don't know that.
Well, I know it.
Maybe Stephen Root or
No, who? I can't stop but see the guy that works here, I can't say anything else. Sorry.
And Bill Hader as the brain-damaged Horry.
Ooh, that's good.
That's
good
a very call.
Good call.
We're going to do another book club here sooner or later.
Yeah, we're going to get one. Another. You need to pick a book before you leave for Canada.
Oh, I should pick a. We should pick a book today.
We'll go pick a book.
We'll go pick a book today.
Don't pick your nose. Pick a book.
50 and counting, dear Chick, Jess,
More
Jason.
More good advice. This is the most positive. This is unbelievable.
We try to be positive.
How we've turned this around.
Congratulations on the recent completion and release of your 50th podcast episode. I saw Chick's tweet that Christy Lee was the guest for the 50th. I immediately found the nearest Wi-Fi hotspot and downloaded that motherfucker straight to my phone.
Good.
That's awesome.
I couldn't have asked for a better way to bring in number 50. As a touring musician or so-called drummer, your podcast episodes have been a blessing. Whenever I'm on the road or away from home, you're the hand-picked friends that I'm able to store my phone and take along on all my adventures.
Oh, I would like some hand-picked friends.
I would love
in your
hand-picked
pocket?
Friends.
In my pocket.
Who would you put in your pocket?
Party. We should have a party with the good guys and girls who listen to the podcast.
I don't know.
No?
My friends are letting me down. I got to get new friends.
I got to get
My friend Nick's coming over. He's going to show me how to cook some stuff. He's a good cook.
Well, that's a good idea.
I'm excited
there
about that.
Go.
That's good.
Could we have people here?
Of our friends?
Think? No. Listeners.
Watching the podcast?
Listeners.
That'd be all right.
We have to get something out of it. Like what's the craziest thing you'll do to come in here and watch us live?
How much will you pay?
Do an evening one.
Oh, how much would you pay? All right.
Yeah.
I think we could sell tickets.
Monetize this thing.
We'll put Cookie at the door
and
he'll take the money.
Yeah.
Oh, now we have to pay Cookie.
Nah.
Oh, no? He'd do it for fun?
We'll give him some Bloody Marys. He'll be fine.
And you know what you do? True. You charge him like an extra $5 for feed, you know, if they want to feed us.
Oh.
You know, like they do with the
We're not
the
farm animals.
Stuff like
what
that.
I don't know.
But that
you been
would
around
be,
me?
But that's a really good scam that they pull on you. At the petting zoo. So.
Oh, we could get somebody. Oh, yeah, that's
not,
true.
Oh, they're going to pet us?
Yeah, exactly.
I like this.
You know, they might feed us.
Make
you
sure
know.
I wash my hair.
Scratch behind my ear. Hey, happy 50th. Congrats on the anniversary. You three are better at this than you know by now.
No, we know.
No, we know how good we are. What? Thank you. I absolutely love it when you come to a small lull in a podcast and one of you will blurt out something along the lines of, does this suck? Or who wants to hear this? I'm glad you're not editing much out because that's usually the stuff I like.
Good.
Yes, call me crazy. Also want to congratulate you, and I think it's one of the best podcasts ever, the episode 50 with Christy. I can secretly admit now that I have been waiting on that one for a hell of a long time. It was very nice to hear Christy as Christy, instead of what I perceive her to be on The Big Show, being, as always, on the defensive. And her F-bombs were just plain fucking cute. Keep up the awesome work.
Cute. That's funny.
A huge Jess fan.
Oh, thanks.
Murph in Missouri.
Oh. I love that name.
Murph.
I wanted to name my dog Murphy.
Oh, you just kind of ruined it for that listener, I think.
Sorry.
I had a physical therapist. It was Murphy.
I like Murph. I like Murph way better.
That's Big
like
Murph.
That sounds like, I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
Queef.
Tim, you don't know what that is.
No, I don't know what it is, and I think I don't want to know.
You're respecting Jess, and despite what she's just blurted out, there's no reason.
There's no. I deserve no respect.
Let's see. This one's titled Fuck, Fuckity, Fuck, Fuck, Fuck. So much that I want to say, there's so much I want to say, but I'll limit to this, it to this. All of the guests have to open up with profanity. They have to, and I think we did today.
Yeah. I did.
Tim did. Didn't even know
Tim did it.
It doesn't have to be the big one, but they really have to... fucking let loose. I'm tired of baby talk. I want to hear adults be adults.
All right.
Fuck again from Rex in Portland, Oregon.
Kindergarten. Rex Fuckerton.
Kindergarten teacher.
Rex Fuckerton in Fuckerville. Let's see.
You almost doing Donnie's buddy. I don't know. My
Fucker. Fucker. Fucker.
Carrie Shue.
Carrie Shue.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Carrie.
That's a real person.
He doesn't. Trust me.
He doesn't care.
Now
he's
jerking
cool
off because we just said his name.
He's... What?
As if that couldn't get worse.
I love that guy.
Finally, just listen
especially
to
when he's jerking off to the podcast.
Jimmy Pardo episodes. I couldn't believe that someone else hates the word fart like I do. And I do too.
I do too. That's another one I don't like.
You don't say it? No.
I have no fart jokes.
I say gas. I say gas a lot. No titty jokes and no fart jokes.
No fart jokes, no boob jokes, no titty joke. No dick joke.
Let's see. My two kids are 5 and almost 7. I got tired of them saying fart all the time. I told them not to say it anymore. And what do they say now instead?
Shit.
Fuck.
No.
I like what? Fuck better than fart.
So now when we're in a store, the kids will say as loud as they can, Mom, Trey said the F word. I have tried to explain that people will think they're saying the other F word.
Oh.
Oh, they're saying fart.
They're saying fart. They're not saying fuck.
Have to say poot or pass gas instead.
Poot.
Just
poot. That cracks me up. Who pooted?
Who pooted?
My family says that they call it pooter.
Pooter.
Yeah.
Parlor, Russellville, Arkansas.
There was a storm coming through the other day, and I had the front door open. It's a glass door. Mm-hmm. I just kind of had it open,
right.
And just kind of listen, feel the breeze coming through. And Katie, my youngest, comes by. Dad, why you have the door open? Why are you just standing there with the door open?
What are you doing?
And I said, I just like to, feel the breeze and the storm. I like to hear it, She's like, oh, and I go, and also you can rip them and no one notices.
Yeah.
Oh, she lost her mind.
Yeah. I assume she did.
She lost her mind.
There's
when
that
I said
certain
I mean, she's
sweet
smacking
spot.
The stairs, laughing.
That's
oh, God. It was great.
Did you go, hey, hang on a second. I've got another one.
Highlight my day.
There is a sweet spot with kids at ages that, like, the fart's the funniest thing.
Oh, that's right.
History.
Oh,
world.
It is.
Yeah.
My daughter's
oh, okay.
Mask.
All right. Can I do a?
Are you going to do a song?
Song.
Let's do a song.
This is
Tim.
A song that.
By the way, you have two notebooks, Tim. That one nicely bound.
Yes.
Three hole punch. What? This other one. How long have you had that?
Oh, this is a couple years old. Probably.
That's not. It doesn't look.
I bet
bad.
There's some good. Can you randomly just pick a page and?
Can I pick a page and read it? Uh-oh.
Jeez, this page.
I don't think I can read that.
Oh, no, that's...
Is serious. It your chicken scratches?
No, that's... Yeah, no.
What, is this a suicide note? What's going on here?
God. Okay, yeah, no, that was something that... my Uncle Pat's a big drinker.
That's right on that page. How big a drinker is he, Tim?
Well, this...
it went nowhere.
He's been drinking for like 40 years, and the best thing about Uncle Pat, he's got lots of great drinking advice. He'll say, Tim, when you get drunk with dignity. This one I was trying to change to get drunk with dignity from a song into jokes.
Oh, okay.
Unsuccessfully. Oh. Like after a night of drinking, don't go home with a woman named Vincent.
Okay.
Oh, don't get romantic with a John Deere tractor. They say don't fear the reaper, but they're wrong.
Don't go to a bar
They'll
where...
chew you up. And never stand in the middle of a bar and say, check this out. I'm pretty sure my shoes are fireproof.
That is the Drunk with Dignity song.
Yeah. It is a good Drunk with Dignity song, which is now back in the act because I hated that version of it. So, yeah, but this is it.
Well-worn, huh?
And it's like when I'm on a show like this,
you like to have
and any show, it's like sometimes you take notes, you know, so you can remember stuff, or sometimes it's just fun to doodle. But
he wrote down about his high volume of urine.
Here's a new song that I was going to do on Bob and Tom this morning, but we didn't get around to it. And you'll see exactly why I'm playing this based on the conversations we've been having.
Oh, God. Right. I really don't know.
I don't know
what we could possibly...
We covered a lot.
Yeah.
This is a little bit about my childhood. I was kind of a nerd. When I was younger, I played chess, had my own chess shoes, my own chess vest at the big tournament. I finished third, and though I didn't win, I was undeterred. Undeterred is my favorite. Undeterred is my favorite word. The first half's undie, the second half's turd. If you are not laughing at this, your problem is you're older than six.
Undeterred.
I like it.
A lot of your
songs.
It's
a nicer version of the chastity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that called the turd song?
It's undeterred. Called undeterred.
Oh, okay. And do we have a...
Are we going to play a song on a CD?
Don't we have a CD he wants
yes,
us to
you
play?
Do. Yes, you do. This is a song, if we're ready to do it. This is a song that I wrote and was on my first CD, which of course everybody knows has gone platinum. this is a song that, having done the Bob and Tom show as many times as I've done the Bob and Tom show, I mean, there's literally no song that has not been tried on Bob and Tom, except for this one.
Except for this one?
And it's not because it's not good, because I really like this song.
Okay.
But it takes a while.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate a good setup.
In the radio medium, you know, it's like, get to the joke. This gets to jokes eventually.
All right, we'll sit back and listen. Here we go.
I saw her down at Denny's. She sat in non-smoking. Waffle. I like a woman who likes waffles. She wore the kind of dress I'd wear if I wore dresses. She stirred her coffee with her right hand and drank it with her left. Well, that will take some getting used to. But I think I could learn to live with that. She put dexterous Denny's angel. She had a briefcase. I'll bet she's got a good job. And that's all right. We could sure use a second income. She read USA Today. Boys
said that maybe it stands for index, 'cause that's the finger it was on. He doesn't know women like I do. He's new, it's just his second week. He used to work at McDonald's, and this is a different class of people here. They order sitting down. She pulled away in a Pontiac. Yeah, she bought American, you gotta love that. She had a dent in the driver's side door. It wasn't her fault. How could it be? She had two bumper stickers. One said, I'd rather be skiing. The other said, I spayed my cat. She's a skier, she's a spayer. She's my USA car buying no fault. Denny's angel. Now don't get me wrong, I don't fall in love with every customer. No, no, just the women. She's my cat, owning Pontiac. And man, I sure hope she comes back in.
Wow.
The fabulous Denny's Angel song.
Very nice.
Thank you very much. Nice.
I thought we had the wrong song playing at the start of that. That's so un-Tim.
It is. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And that's why that album just was such a big hit for me.
Did you play the guitar on that?
I played the guitar on it. But I also had like real musicians who are playing guitar louder than mine.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I think. But yes, no, I did play on it. I wrote it and I sang it.
Did very
and
well.
And somebody did a harmony there.
Fact you came up with all of that, goodness gracious.
So where could a person pick that up if they'd like?
Sure, they could. You know what? They could check me out online. Uh-huh. They could go to my website.
What's your website?
TimCav.com, TimCav.com. I've got three different CDs that you can buy there, and you can also buy the fabulous new Get Drunk with Dignity t-shirt,
nice.
Which is great. Speaking of church, it's a great one to wear to Mass. going up for communion, you'll get some looks from the priest.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an estimate how many gigs you've done?
Oh, about 40.
What?
What?
Yeah, you know what? I pretend that I do a lot of stand-up comedy.
But you've been at it a long time.
I'm just joking. But apparently not joking well. this happens.
You're out every weekend, right? You know, pretty much?
Does this suck?
No, it doesn't
okay,
suck.
All right. you know what?
Well done.
Let's go to our email.
How many gigs have I done? I would probably say...
40 weekends a year? 45?
I don't know, maybe 30,000 gigs.
That's crazy.
Under the sea. Could that be right? I have to do the math. Okay, I've been doing it 30 years. Figure at least 100 shows a year.
Yeah, that's 30,000.
So you put two zeros into that.
What have we learned?
You know that 3,000. I don't know how many shows it is. It's a lot. It's a lot of shows.
What was your favorite show ever? Do you have a favorite show?
Oh, I have a couple favorite shows. My favorite was Huntington, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. I got to the club. I'd never worked there before.
And where was I? Oh, no, never mind.
And you were just
probably
a small child.
Okay.
I hope you were home.
Okay.
Obeying your parents. And I got there in the afternoon. And what I didn't know is that this is the club's first week.
The club
was just opening. And they hadn't finished painting it. So they were painting it, you know, an hour before showtime.
Oh, my God.
And the audience that night was so incredibly good and responsive. I realized I need those paint fumes to bring out the best in me and to bring out the best in my audience. So that was it's a show that they'll never forget, because it's just like, I couldn't do anything wrong. And it's like, wow. And this place is not well ventilated.
And that's what you chalk it up to?
That's what I chalk it up to.
So did you talk about the paint fumes, though?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you had to acknowledge them. It's like, hi, it's great to be here in West Virginia. Smells different.
How many times has West Virginia come up in the podcast during the last 2 months?
It does seem
like
it's
comes up almost every podcast.
Was Andy Hendrickson...
I think you're right. Yeah.
Jared Logan.
Blocked that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee.
Is Pat McAfee from West Virginia? Oh, he went to school there.
Yeah. What's the last concert you went to?
Paul McCartney last summer.
Okay.
At Wrigley Field.
At Wrigley Field, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it was the best concert I've ever been to.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Really?
It was. Okay, here's another embarrassing thing, because I think I have a lot of female in me.
Mm-hmm. Well, being raised by females.
Because I like McCartney. I like the Beatles. I love the Beatles. Mm-hmm. But my wife is a huge McCartney fan, mm-hmm. you know, because he's so cute and all that. he's an attractive.
He's the cute one.
He's an attractive man. That's fine.
Even at this age.
I acknowledge it.
The ones that are alive.
I don't worship him.
Oh, he's the best looking one by far that's still alive.
Oh, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah.
And Ringo.
Okay.
There's a joke that I can't exactly remember, but I'll get to it. So we're watching this concert, and after the first four songs, I'm weeping. I am literally crying and embarrassed to death. And fortunately, my wife was so engrossed in watching the show, mm-hmm. she didn't even know. Because after the concert, I said, "Well, you probably noticed I got a little emotional." She said, "You did?" I said, "Oh my God, I was crying like a baby the first one." And it was just like all this emotion I didn't know was there. You know, I had no idea that this was going to happen. It's not like, "Oh my God, I'm going to wet my pants when I see Paul McCartney." No, it's just mm-hmm. like, I'm going to go to a concert. It's good music. I'm going to enjoy it. Right. But boy, it hit somewhere inside that was just like, this is the coolest, most beautiful, wonderful music ever. Yeah. And I'm seeing the guy. He's doing it, and it sounds fantastic.
Right.
And you never seen him before?
I'd seen him before when he performed with Wings. I'd seen him once before.
Oh, okay.
So you had 30 years of build up, right?
30 years of build up, yeah.
Yeah.
And when he was with Wings, they kept the Beatles stuff down to a minimum.
Right.
When the concert he did last summer was like mostly Beatles songs.
That's awesome.
And it was just like, oh my God. And it's like, okay, we're going to do Hey Jude. And I want people to sing along. And I'm just like, I'm going to just have a nervous breakdown here. Please don't do Hey Jude, because I'm gonna turn into just a pile of tears.
So when you, this is not to be insensitive.
What are you doing?
But when you cry, do you have to drink more water?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because to replenish.
You got to replenish.
Now,
maybe that's why you pee so much, because you never cry.
I probably.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
She's good.
Yeah, she's very good.
She is very, very
good. I'll tell anybody that will listen. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? You're right.
You should talk to your doctor about that.
I'm going
to
start crying a lot more, and then maybe my bones won't be so brittle.
TimCav.com.
TimCav.com.
That's where we wrap
it
up.
Yes, as if anyone would like to check out this cycle with this.
People are going to email us. They're going to go, "Where can I get that song?" And then they're going to be mad at me if they can't find it. And then nobody gets mad at you two. They always go, "Hey, chick, what's your problem? Why can't I?"
You know what?
I answer questions that you don't even know come through.
Well, that's
me
good.
Too.
So somebody should answer stuff instead of me.
And they can individually buy that song for 89 cents. On my website.
No kidding.
Good.
So yeah,
you can download stuff right from your website.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
So that's cool. So you don't have to buy the whole CD, although we could.
Be nice.
Certainly, nothing wrong with that. I'm not discouraging that. But if you like Denny's Angel and you say, "Oh, I'd like to have that," you know, 89 cents.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Is it over?
It's over. I think it is. You got anything else you want to say?
No.
There's a part there you're going to go, "Oh God, I don't know why."
I'm just trying to remember my Beatles joke. There's a rumor that Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr were going to start working together.
Uh-huh.
And that would actually bring together 3/8 of the talent of the Beatles. Because Ringo's only an eighth.
Right.
Right.
I like it.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, guys. This is delightful.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I had a fucking great time. It's not the end of everything. It's just the end of everything you know.
Talk to you later. Good night, everybody.
It's not the end of everything. It's just the end of everything you know.